You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media studios, this is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Hey, welcome back. It is our Scotty Summer Chance to Win. Text to Win statewide contest. Your daily chance to win a pair of Milwaukee Brewers club-level tickets or $100 in cash. Plus, every entry puts you into one of our grand prize drawings of Wisconsin Dells Area Vacation or Door County Vacation.
And this hour's keyword is water. W-A-T-E-R, water. So just download the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google Play stores, choose WISS or WGBW, and use the text button to send the keyword water for your chance to win in this statewide contest.
All right, this hour you're playing for a pair of Milwaukee Brewers club-level tickets. The keyword again is water. You've got until 8 o'clock this morning to text in for your shot to win and also help Jim and John look good to the boss.
Yeah, come on. We need it. Come on, man. For what we do for you every day, come on. Think about it. I got a text here. This is an important text, actually, in regards to the entire community about an event coming up. We got the Bell, and we're talking with Raleigh Schmidt here a little bit about the Bell, but something that actually is a little bit bigger than that as far as just the day-to-day getting around downtown Green Bay. We just got a great question. We just want to...
Okay, John.
Do we have any music for us? No, just a little breaking news. Not breaking news, but just something I want people to be aware of here. Ladies and gentlemen, we just had a text coming in that's very, very important for those who might be in downtown Green Bay on the 25th. The question is, sirs, will the streets of downtown be closed for the show anniversary? Just trying to plan my downtown traffic patterns.
Funny.
Snarky Brian.
Exactly.
Brian.
For our guest, may not be... Raleigh, last year we had our one-year anniversary, and I was in charge of...
No, wait a minute. You weren't in charge of anything.
No. Okay.
No, you took charge of something.
Okay, that's right. I'm reflecting back to my old days as mayor where I could say that without being rudely interrupted.
Yeah. Todd always knows that.
No longer is right. And I thought that'd be fun. We'll have an event. So I said, let's close the street out in front of here, right? Because it'd be have a little band and maybe, you know.
Had a helicopter coming over dropping ping pong balls.
So I did the first.
Not turkeys.
We talked about that.
But I sent the thing in, closed the street. And then the rest of the deal fell apart because nobody else picked up their pieces. Mm. So we were here on the 25th doing
Sitting
our show.
Right here.
Right here. And we're like, the truck comes with all the barricades.
And literally,
and the
we had a guest sitting exactly where you were on. And I looked and I saw the big thing pulling a trailer with all these barricades. I thought, what's going on there? And then I look and they stopped right at the end here.
They're unloading
the barricades and closing off the street.
And I said, I went out there. You guys, that was just Todd's idea. We're not doing this. So. Mm-hmm. No, I took the heat on it. I did.
But I was really impressed that the city actually did it for it. They were closing off the street. So he has to go running out.
So the clout that you carry.
Yes.
I live very little, but I...
went running, sprinting. I've never seen him move so fast.
I was like, you guys don't do this.
Last time he moved that fast, he was wearing the shortest shorts.
Get out of here.
No one's mad.
All right. Well, that's funny, John. Anyway... Our two-year anniversary is coming up on the 25th, so it's just one of our, as John so well labeled him, our snarky listener said, do I have to do my traffic routing because the street's going to be closed? And the answer is, I don't know yet.
We don't know. We'll let you know. It's on a need-to-know basis.
Right. See if the truck shows up.
Yeah, exactly. Brian.
I could make that
adjust
happen.
Your downtown traffic pattern. Right. Rollin Schmidt, guru on medical for the Bellin Run, and that is coming up. And you guys were talking here during the break. Tell us again, and forget COVID when it was shut down. That doesn't count for anything in regards to, you know, length of service here. Tell us again how far back this goes. Okay, correct me if I'm wrong. You were in, like, junior high maybe when this started?
It's about junior high for me, right?
Wow.
Exactly. Yeah, even probably elementary school.
Yeah, 1986.
Well, no, this started in the 70s, right?
Or, I'm sorry, 1974?
Right.
74, 75, 74, okay. I forget the exact number. Again, yeah. I do medical. I don't do math. I don't do the hard stuff. I do the easy stuff like medical. So.
But that's before running even became a
before Runny was really cool, before right? Jockey, it was
well,
the
actually,
really cool
you know what,
guys.
It goes back to, you know, Anchorman. Yes, my wife and I are going to try something. It's called yogging, I believe. Right? I believe it's a soft J. You know, I mean, there was no such thing as jogging.
Yeah. Right. It was a kickoff to our hospital, the new cardiac center that we had at the hospital. George Kerwin had a dream, a vision. Brought in a couple. He knew
he was something special. What you talk about, yeah.
George is top notch, class act guy, give you the shirt off his back kind of a person. He's a wonderful guy.
And what a great story too. I mean, well educated, but he really didn't start at the top there. I mean,
George worked his way from the hospital system all the way through, and you know, became the top dog at the hospital, and very well respected for it.
Yeah,
but was so big into people getting out and moving.
Well, George was a good example.
You know what I mean?
He ran that thing. What?
Get out and move.
20 years, 25 years.
Whatever the number is, exactly. Yeah, it's a long time.
But what's cool about the Bell, and we were talking about that, is there's, this is the 49th running of the Bell, and you have 20 guys, you said, that are, or are there women in there too? Or is it
20 legends. 20 legends at this time that have run all
every one of them.
49 Bell and Runs.
That's incredible. So the oldest right now would be what? 70s.
All of that, right?
Wouldn't
that be interesting to compare his vitals to the guy that didn't?
Yeah.
I mean, that's
to mine.
Oh, man, you're in great shape. You walked in there, I'm like, okay, another Bellin guy. So, this is exciting. And 49 years, you got it down, but it's grown. You've got different heats now, but you still do a great family thing with the parks. And it just, it's more than a run. I mean, that's a festival.
It really is. It is a community event. And the support we get from the community is why we have 49 years of successful runs, right? It starts with our community. It starts with our hospital system, supporting what we do, supporting that vision of getting feet on the street, getting people out there, getting healthy. That's really the biggest thing for us.
But if you didn't have those people handing out cups of water, and you wouldn't have the runs.
Our volunteers, our corner volunteers, our, you know, race packet volunteers, you name it. Exactly. You hit it, that nail on the head, John. It really is a community event, and we don't do it without the support from everybody. You know, we're here to talk about the medical team, but I've got 100 medical volunteers. We don't do this without those people. We don't do it without the 2,000 plus you know, volunteers standing on a corner somewhere telling people which way to go and which you know, which cars can't go which direction.
I know this for a fact, with some of those hot days, pulling people off the course. I mean, seeing
we've
signs
of
like, hey, let's
we've had a few of those, and we've really, you know, we've trying to hone that process in and how to help people avoid those situations. You know,
I know a guy that happened to, and at first he was like offended, and then he realized, and he even saw pictures of himself. Then it's like, holy crap, I didn't realize it. I thought, well, I got through this. But you guys really, some of your volunteers really look for signs of, hey, you know,
We have, you know, our medical team, and then some of our volunteers as well, but our medical team is on bikes, cruising the course, you know, looking for those participants that are maybe struggling, whatever. Our aid stations, as they're spaced out around the course, they're looking for those people to go, okay, bib number 1234 looks rough, and they'll radio that through to the next stations. Hey, the guy in the red shirt and, you know, bib number 1234, he looks a little tough.
That's exactly what happened to my buddy. And he's like, wow, I didn't realize it. You know, I just thought, got this out. I'm going to tell you one quick funny story. One of the times I was covering it, they'd have the pickup truck for the media so you could video. And they're going, and some kid was like driving or whatever. I remember. And the one guy in the lead starts yelling. And people are like, what's he yelling? And then somebody said, he's yelling, speed up. The truck was going too slow for him.
So I'll tag along with that story. I drove the truck one year.
Was that you?
It may have been me, right? Yeah. No, I drove the truck one year. And, you know, as part of my medical team, I wanted to see what the course looked like. I wanted to be out there, wanted to see what that looked like, you know, with the elites behind me. And I'm pacing it, and my spotter's in the seat next to me, and I'm looking at my speedometer. It's 15, 16 miles an hour, 17 miles an hour. And he's going, pick it up. They're making a move. Pick it up. They're making a move.
Exactly.
Pick it up. They're making a move.
That's exactly
so I hammer it. I'm like 16, 17, 18 miles an hour. I'm like, these guys are catching me.
And you're riding in the back of a truck, and you feel like you're going fast, and these guys are right on you.
Yeah,
that was incredible. That really showed those elite people how fast they run.
They're pretty darn good.
But the medical team, it's not going to, the heat won't be an issue this year, but what are the things you most common out of the people you treat?
Our medical team prepares for the worst. Yeah. Pray for the best and hope for something in between.
And
right?
You've had all levels, haven't you? A few years ago, it was beyond belief, hot and humid.
We really have. And we put in our medical tent, we have dunk tanks. The best way to cool somebody is a full immersion. So we get a core body temperature on them, and then we cool them as quickly as we can by putting them in a cold water bath, basically. Right. We actually had a gentleman, speaking of funny stories or scary stories, it might be. Gentleman stopped Randy Van Stratton in the hospital a year or so ago. Randy told me this story, and he said, "Hey, you don't know me, but your medical team saved my life."
Wow.
And Randy's like, you know, kind of taken back. He goes, "Really? What happened?" He goes, "Well, I had a heat stroke. I was unconscious. Your team wheeled me in, put me in the dunk tank, and I walked home with my family that day."
Wow.
So, yeah.
Cool story.
So that's the type of stuff that, you know, like you said, we'll do everything from
what
soup
are
to nuts
the, okay,
and everything else.
Explain the silver like blankets that you give people.
So the Mylar blankets are obviously a very thin space blanket, if you
right.
will, right? So it's a heat retaining blanket. People get chilled as soon as they stop running.
Right.
Okay. So in a day like tomorrow, we might see a few more of those we might see a few more of those Mylar blankets going out because it's going to be cool and rainy and everything else. Your body temperature is up really high when you're out there running and you're moving around, and all of a sudden you stop right away. It just helps retain that heat more than anything.
Cool. I didn't know that, but
I can
but
use
I do
a
know,
thousand, right? You pop a roll of them, you know, we can put 10,000 of them on a roll.
Right. But what I do know about them, they look really cool in a picture.
Absolutely.
They do look cool in a picture.
They do.
Your silver cape.
I don't know if I need it. I didn't know it was for heat. I'm just giving you one of those. Okay, honey, take the picture. All right, that's,
Did you run the Bellin? Check out the cape, sister.
That's all. That's what you want.
Right.
How about, we'll talk a little bit about preparing for it. And then the Bellin, you know, it's 6.2 miles. It's not a forever. It's not a marathon, but still it's over 5 miles.
It's a lot of people's marathon.
It is,
right?
Absolutely.
It's that person who's going from couch to 5K, to 10K.
Marathon for me.
You're darn right.
I mean, you do got to train, but little things, twisted ankles, does that stuff happen there?
We see quite a bit of that, yeah. I mean, orthopedic injuries, blisters, you know, the little minor things, cuts, boo-boos, nicks, and, scrapes and things like that. We see a lot of that. We see hamstring strains and hip problems. So a lot of that orthopedic stuff we see, and we manage those things many times on course or after the race. You know, maybe they can gut it through and you know, finish out the event. But I always recommend those people, you know, don't make it your PR today if you're having having symptoms. Stop. Make this a fun event. Make this a fun event. Don't gut it out just to gut it out.
And you respect that by the different heats that you have, the different times, right?
I mean, correct.
You even have a walking section, right?
Absolutely.
So, okay.
Yeah.
Can I tell you one thing that has, even back when I used to run, I used to jog, shouldn't say run, that's always prevented me from taking part in the Bellin?
What?
What's that?
Listing everybody's times. I didn't want to be like last in my category.
You do?
Do they still use them in the press gazette?
Oh, no, they still do that.
Guys, that's like, okay, my goal, I don't care if it's 59.9999.
Always under.
It's to be under the six.
Oh yeah,
right.
That's a lot of
peer pressure.
Most people want to run that.
That hour mark is
exactly
the magic number, right?
And people shoot for that. And then it was to that running your age, which you know, some of those young kids can run their age. I mean, 29-year-olds, you know, they fly through that first.
It's amazing.
It is
when we see that elite group come flying in.
Oh my god!
Holy smokes!
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
All right, we got to start a quick break. Stick around, please. Roland Schmidt, medical. What would be your personal title for this, Roland?
I'm the medical coordinator.
Medical coordinator for the Bellin Run.
Medical director. We're going to elevate you today. Thank you
for being here. That's Dr. Quellio.
Okay.
She gets the big bucks.
All right.
Not today. She's not.
You've already learned.
You're on our show.
Jim makes all the decisions. You hear about it.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Summer, summer, summer.
All right, yeah, the Scotty Summer Text to Win statewide contest is on. Your final shot to play along this go-round with Jim and John. And here are all the details from John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, that's right. It's your Scotty Summer. Your Scotty Summer Text to Win statewide contest. Your daily chance to win a pair of Milwaukee Brewers club-level tickets or $100 cash. Plus, every entry puts you into one of our grand prize drawings at Wisconsin Dells Area Vacation or a Door County Vacation.
All right, so this hour's keyword is water. W-A-T-E-R, water. Download the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google Play stores. Choose WISS or WGBW and use the text button to send in the keyword water for your chance to win in the statewide contest.
We're being joined by Roland Schmidt, guru on the medical side of things for the Bell and Run. Jim, how many years did you run it?
Oh, not enough. Six, seven, eight, nine.
Oh, that's a lot.
But it was really fun. And, you know, and it wasn't. You got to train now to, when you're our age, but it wasn't that much training, maybe, you know, a week. Now you have to train, you know, a couple months, and now Johnny and I got to train like a couple of years. But wow. It's just so much. I just like the spaghetti dinner. I like going with my kids. I like the family part of it, the music, the event after, and all the kids, the little kids got, all their bibs were number one. So there was no, you know what I mean? I thought that was just, you got a lot of cool stuff over there.
Do you still have the half bananas at the end?
We still have bananas at the end. Nice. I mean, you can't have a race without a banana.
No, So, all right. And in terms of, I mean, you're the medical guy for the whole thing. You said you have 100 of you guys there?
Yeah, there's roughly 100 volunteers, medical volunteers in our first aid tents, out on the bikes, everything else. And then add in our Green Bay Fire team. You know, we got quite a few folks running around.
Roland, has that changed? You know, you've been doing this for 49 years, but did they always submerge people in that?
No, that's fairly, well, not fairly new. You know, I'm
years, old, can I jump, guy, man. Can I just years, jump into something on new? That? I don't know how long you guys are, but when that became a big thing in like professional sports, when Corey Stringer for the Minnesota Vikings died of heat exhaustion, and then every NFL team from them and college football, that's exactly when they started doing the big, Cubs. For lack of better words, dunk tank type things.
Correct, and that's exactly it, John. The Corey Stringer Institute and the National Athletic Training Association, my organization that I work with and work under, that's really where the big push came and the research came with, hey, this saves lives.
Yeah.
This saves lives, right? And cool first, transport second,
right?
Mentality, as actually even you've seen it, you know, just recently in the news, you know, some of the fire stations out west and out in California, you're like, oh, we're doing dunk tanks and this is new information. We're like, dude, we've been doing this for 20 years.
Absolutely.
You know? Yeah. So it's really cool to be able to do that. I was lucky enough to work with the Green Bay Fire Department many, many years ago now already and bring that information and bring that research to them and say, hey, this saves lives. And I had distenders going, no, man, you put somebody in a dunk tank, you're going to kill him. You give him a heart attack, you shot. This, you that, whatever.
Bull.
And the research just didn't show that. Right. And it showed obviously
the quickest
opposite.
Way to lower that body free from like a lethal temperature.
Correct.
To at least get it down below that line, right?
Your body is cooking from the inside out
exactly.
at that point. So we have to get you cool.
It's got to, you have to take a drastic measure.
Correct.
It's the advancement, I mean, that's changed. I mean, the Superman capes weren't there 49 years ago.
Correct.
And to keep you said that to warm your body, right? Because it's chilled. That's that's the reason for those. But some of the stuff is 49 years, like the half bananas. I mean, some of the stuff is traditional,
oranges,
right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So we've got a lot of really cool changes, you know, and every year you think, oh, well, it's medical is medical, medical. You don't do anything different in medical, right? You treat the people the same. We don't. We every year we look for advancements.
Right.
This year we brought in hands-only CPR. So we're offering an opportunity for volunteers, spectators, you name it, to participate in our medical team as a medical volunteer by recognizing sudden cardiac arrest on the street.
I was going to ask you because Mark Houston brought in I can never remember the name of them, the small units.
The AEDs.
Yes.
Yeah.
And anybody can use them. I mean, it talks
absolutely.
It talks right through it. How do you guys distribute those throughout a course?
So we have, as I said, we have athletic trainers on bikes.
Right.
Our Green Bay Medical guys are on bikes as well. So we have firefighters on bikes.
Okay.
They are all carrying backpacks with AEDs in them.
Got it.
All of our aid stations have AEDs at them as well.
Got it.
So we have an opportunity to get them out to the facilities right away.
Because really, if something happened, what is a time span? What's that the golden time or whatever they call it?
So gold standard from, if you look at sudden cardiac arrest gold standard to get hands on chest to start CPR, gold standard is 1 minute.
Wow.
Well, we certainly can't accomplish that with our bikes, right? No. It's going to take us a minute to get that call to our incident command center,
right,
us to dispatch out that individual to that location. So that's where our volunteers are so important. That's why we're doing the hands only CPR training. We want our volunteers to recognize, boy, if somebody falls down in front of me, it looks like they're not breathing. It looks like they're pulseless.
Get something started.
I should start CPR. I should start hands-only CPR for this victim, and I can help save a life as a volunteer, as a spectator.
Wow.
That's why we're pushing this right this year. We'll have opportunities for our community members, our volunteers, spectators, our runners to learn hands-only CPR at our expo tonight. So
that's fantastic.
Yeah.
So
we're
that
teaching
is
it.
Awesome.
Yeah. One of the things that we, again, looking for enhancements every single year to our medical team, to our medical program. This is one of the things that we brought in this year as an enhancement to it.
Yeah, so they learned that this weekend, and that's a life skill, right?
You can literally learn hands-only CPR. It's a minute, 47-second video and probably 2 or 3 minutes of practice.
No kidding.
Under 5 minutes, you can learn how to save a life.
And you just do that until you guys show up.
Until one of us shows up with the AED.
That could be another 2-3 minutes. That's
correct.
And that can
make a difference. Your steps for sudden cardiac arrest, when you witness a sudden cardiac arrest or when you witness a collapse, you're not sure what it is even, you can start CPR. It's okay. It's safe to do that.
It's not going to hurt them.
It's not going to hurt them, right? Mm-hmm. If you're not sure what their breathing level is, they're not breathing good enough for me, and that we should start CPR in that situation.
This is great information, Rowland. You guys
check
are
all
awesome.
The boxes.
We're
so lucky to have Bellin here. Just everything, right? I mean, the healthcare, the cardiac, and then to do this for the community is just awesome.
Thank you.
Can I just ask one personal question?
Right.
Yeah. Rowland, can I ask one personal question?
Absolutely. Yeah, the answer
is
no.
Do you guys still get mad if a non-runner like myself wears a Bellin t-shirt?
We love it. We love it.
Rowland, thank you so much. Rowland Schmidt. He is literally the guru for the medical information for the Bellin Run coming up tomorrow. Thanks for everything you do. And
it's awesome.
Thanks for putting together such an amazing event for our community.
Thanks for having us, guys. We really appreciate it.
You guys
49
rock.
Years going.
Back after this.
All right, the Scotty Summer Text to Win contest. Your final shot to play along with Jim and John this morning. Details on it and how you can play right now from John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, that's right. It's our Scotty Summer Text to Win statewide contest. Your daily chance to win a pair of Milwaukee Brewers club level or $100 cash. Plus, every entry puts you into one of our grand prize drawings of a couple of great packages, Wisconsin Dells Area Vacation or a Door County Vacation.
All right, and this hour's keyword is water. W-A-T-E-R. Water. Download
water.
Water. I want to get that T in there. I want to spell it, it's W A T. Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Like in Ogani, they spell it W A D E R. This is W A T. W A T E R. Download the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google Play Stores. Choose WISS or WGBW and use a text button to send the keyword water for your chance to win in this statewide contest.
You got until 8 o'clock to play along. Again, that word is water. This hour, you're playing for Milwaukee Brewers club-level tickets. Your next shot to play will be later on this morning after 11 o'clock.
There we go. I'll tell you what, a lot of great things taking place this week. And, of course, the Bellin Run and the great event that the Green Bay Blizzard puts on a regular basis. Todd, want to talk a little bit about that, buddy?
Mike Beyer is on with us from Operation Song to get us into it. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
Mike, thanks for doing this. This is such a great event here in Green Bay. Just the honor of the military at that fun indoor football game at the arena. And you're going to really enhance that with this
military appreciation night.
Tell us
about. Yeah, so, I mean, one, we're super excited to just be back in the Green Bay community. The folks up there are just phenomenal. They love the military. They love music. And, what better organization to bring up there than Operation Song? It's just, it's powerful and just a great addition to a military appreciation night for sure. We're so thankful to Green Bay Blizzard and everybody up there.
And Mike, for those that don't understand or don't realize what Operation Song is, could you go ahead and give us a thumbnail sketch one more time? What exactly you guys do?
Absolutely, yeah. So we're a nonprofit that pairs professional songwriters with veterans and their families to tell their stories. Since 2012, we have written around 2,050 songs with veterans from World War II all the way up to post 9/11, and including their family members. We understand that family members serve just as much as the veterans did, and so we want to honor all of them and tell their stories through song.
2,000, did you say?
2,050, yeah.
And you guys haven't been around that long. It's not like you've been around for 30 years.
Yeah. Well, I mean, for a nonprofit doing what we do, we consider getting past 10 years a success.
Yeah.
But it's been incredible. And it just keeps growing. And so we're so proud of what we do and grateful just to be able to have the chance to bring it into a community like Green Bay.
Can you describe the process, Mike, if somebody wanted to have one of their, family members or friend or whomever, veteran, if they want to take part in something like this, could you tell the process, please?
Yeah, so the process is we have a lot of opportunities for veterans and their families to write. The easiest way is to reach out to us through the website, and we can write virtually with anybody across the country. So it's after we receive your in-processing application, we pair you with a songwriter, and you guys coordinate when you want to meet and for how long, and they sit down and just work out the song together. When I say together, I mean we consider the participant a songwriter. It's not our job to write the song for them. It's our job to write the song with them because we want them to be an active participant.
And it's amazing what you capture in that interview. Yeah. And sometimes those interviews aren't really all that long, and they come out with some unbelievable, just heartfelt, I don't know. I've listened to a number of your songs, and it's terrific what you do there.
Well, they're professional.
The musicians are.
The musicians and the writers. I mean, these people make a living writing songs, right, Mike?
Yeah, I mean, they do. These are all professional songwriters that work here in Nashville, and we have a lot in Texas as well. And during the week, they're writing two or three songs a day for the industry. And we're just grateful to be able to have them, participate with us and use their skill and talent to help us tell our stories. It is incredible. It's a process that could take anywhere from an hour to 3 hours. And when I went through it myself, my song was actually written in a span of about 45 minutes. So it's pretty incredible.
That's cool, man.
And we've been privileged to hear a few of those songs. And
Todd's wearing one of your T-shirts as we speak.
Right. Absolutely.
What you capture is, and of course you got the professional musician and unbelievable story.
Mike, can you tell us about the song we're going to kind of preview here today on the show?
Yeah, so the song is called Love Never Dies, and we wrote this last year at our October show in Green Bay with Kathy Trinkler, and Taylor Davis was the songwriter. And Kathy wanted to write this song for her mom about her dad. Her dad was a veteran. He had passed away, and she wanted to surprise her mom with this song. And it's just such a beautiful tribute. She did such a great job, and Taylor really captured, I think, what Kathy wanted to say. And to see the face, her mom's face at the show when she surprised her with this song, it was just priceless.
Was her dad Gordon?
I don't know her dad's name.
Okay, because he's in one of my books that I wrote on World War II veterans. Tremendous guy.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome.
Let's give it a spin. What do you say?
Absolutely.
I believe this is called Love Never Dies, and you're hearing it first this morning on Mino and the Mayor.
They met in the backseat of a 52 Ford in the winter of 61. One look at her was all it took, and he was done. Well, they rushed right in. It was wedding bells and a baby on the way. But Uncle Sam came knocking on that door, and he had to go away. Well, she lay awake and wondered if he was gonna make it home. But he made her a promise she would never be alone. 'Cause love never dies, it never fades. Even on the rainy days, you got somebody to help you get on through. Over 60 years, they built a life. They lived and loved laughed and cried, sat back and watched all their dreams come true. And even though he's gone, he's still right by her side, 'cause love never dies. He came home with a brown star and a couple scars, some that couldn't be seen. And that baby was growing up real fast, and soon came 2 and 3. It was church every Sunday, dinners at 5, and summers out on the lake. A lot of hard work and sacrifice and doing whatever it takes. 'Cause love never dies, it never fades. Even on the rainy days, you got somebody to help you get on through. Over 60 years they built a life, they lived and loved, laughed and cried, sat back and watched all their dreams come true. And even though he's gone, he's still right by her side, 'cause love never dies. Oh, trips all over the world, watched the pack win the Super Bowl. The fire still burned hot up until the end, when it was his time to go. 'Cause love never dies, it never fades. Even on the rainy days, you got somebody to help you get on through. Over 60 years they built a life, they lived in love and laughed and cried, sat back and watched all their dreams come true. And even though he's gone, he's still right by her side, 'cause love never dies. Love never dies.
Wow.
That's great, man.
Mike,
that's...
is that you singing?
You know, I wish it was me singing. That's actually Taylor Davis singing. He's the songwriter that wrote with Kathy.
I mean, that if somebody played that on a country station, you would have no idea it was a local type of, you know, song about somebody. I mean, that had every bit of Nashville, any type of song that would be mainstream. That was fantastic. The professionalism and the quality is incredible.
Thank you. Yeah, and that's one thing we pride ourselves on is, you know, when we tell these stories, we want to not only tell the story in a way that makes the veteran or the family member proud and honors them, but is professional and good quality as well. And so we take pride in that.
Wow.
And what I like about that is that, I mean, that was specifically for the person that did the interview, but that could transcend to a whole lot of families. What you talked about in there, 60 years and, you know, Super Bowl.
Quick text
it's
here.
Just a great.
That was an amazing tune. I have tears in my eyes.
Yeah,
James.
That was great. Just great.
You know what? You're 100% correct about that. There's so many songs that we have. I mean, my song was about myself and my son. I was retiring as my son was joining the Army. And every time that song is played, somebody always comes up and says, man, that's me and my dad's
right.
song, or that's
wow.
me and my son's song.
Yeah,
so we've got a ton of them that just relate to multiple people.
Right.
That one definitely does. Yeah. And you guys can be a part of a great thing taking place at the Green Bay Blizzard. It's tonight. Block party starts at 5:00. The tip-off is 7:05. It's game day promotions, military night, car flag giveaway to the first 1,000 fans, the block party, military vehicles, music from Operation Song, which is you guys, of course, inflatables, a lot more, special game ball delivery that they say you don't want to miss. Halftime featuring Operation Song for you guys, the Green Bay Blizzard. It's free to past and present military men and women. I'll tell you what a great, great thing you guys got going on. And Mike, I just want to say on behalf of all the veterans that I deal with on a regular basis, this is so, wow. I mean,
it's a great night.
I mean, that's something they and their families will have for generations after generations after generations to commemorate the service and the family service. So Mike, I just salute you guys. Thank you for doing this.
We all get to enjoy
thank
that,
you man. So much. And we appreciate you guys having us on and so grateful to be up there. You know, we're also going to be up there in October 17th. We're coming back for our annual events. at the Epic Event Center. Right. We got some incredible songwriters, and we're actually bringing a Texas artist up with us as well, Ward Davis. Man, it's going to be just a great show. So we can't wait to get back there in October.
Please swing by before the show so that we can, stop by the studios and stuff like that around that showtime. We'd love to have you guys back on.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that'd be great. We'd appreciate that.
And Jen Giel up here, who's one of your coordinators, right?
Oh, Jen is amazing.
She set this up this morning.
She actually asked if I would sing one of the songs in October.
I don't think she did.
Yeah.
She did.
Just work on your guitar chops right now. We'll see about setting it up.
Fine. Mike, thank you for what you guys are doing, man. You guys are welcome here anytime. On behalf of all, and I'm not a veteran, but on behalf of all the veteran friends of mine, you guys are doing something real special for them, and we salute you.
Well, thank you. We appreciate your support, and appreciate the support of the Desert Vets of Wisconsin as well. They were instrumental in bringing us up there to the Green Bay Blizzard Military Appreciation
Night. What about a website that people can get more information about Operation Song? What do you got?
Yeah, so go to operationsong.org to learn more about the organization, and then go to bandcamp.com to hear all of our songs, and just search for Operation Song.
Outstanding. Mike Beyer, Operation Song, Blizzard Military Event tonight. Thank you very much, my friend.
Thank you very much. Appreciate you guys.
You got it, bud.
Was all it took, and he was done. Well, they rushed right in. It was wedding bells and a baby on the way. And Uncle Sam came knocking on that door, and he had to go away. Well, she lay awake and wondered.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Summer. All right, one last time, give you that keyword for your shot to win some Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, and also a chance to win a couple of Wisconsin trips around the state, including one in the Wisconsin Dells area and one in Door County. This hour's keyword is water, W-A-T-E-R, water. You download that Civic Media app in the Apple or Google Play stores, choose WISS or WGBW, text that button right now, hit the word water in there, hit send, you're all set. You're playing for a pair of Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets this hour. You've got 7 minutes to play one last time this morning with John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Yeah, and coming up, we got Daddy Bame, Green Bay Papa Murphy.
Can you smell the grill going?
Yes. Smells phenomenal.
That is awesome.
Nikki's out there. She is cooking the pizzas.
And I love Papa Murphy's because they don't make the pizzas, right? You got to take them home, but...
they don't cook them. They make them.
Right.
They don't cook them.
Make them. They don't, that's what I meant. They don't cook them. But what a great... Order what you want on there. And,
absolutely.
Those are so fresh.
No question about it.
Love it.
Smelling great.
It's much better than a frozen pizza.
Then we got Daddy D Productions coming up in our live Daddy D Productions live music series. Very, very honored to have them as our guest. American Honey will be featured. Also, you ever have one of those things that's like, oh, you know what? I meant to mention something to somebody. When we had Roland Schmidt on for the Bell and Run, mm-hmm. and we're talking about, different things. Okay, so the other, I should have brought this up to him. I wanted to give him some advice on people.
Yeah.
Medically. So the other night I got a cramp in my foot. You ever get a cramp in your foot in the middle of the night?
I thought that was nice that he was here and you didn't do anything self-serving, but
it's not about me, Jim.
You forgot about it.
Okay, it's not about me.
It's about the people.
It's about the people.
Right.
I'm here for the people. I'm just a conduit. Okay. No. So I got that. You ever get a cramp in your foot? Worse, isn't it? So I tried putting because you can't stretch it out.
Sure you can.
No, you can't. So I did the old-fashioned way that completely cured my cramp.
Drink water.
Nope. I drank something, but not water.
Okay. Whatever. What'd you do, John?
Pickle juice. Took my jar of pickles, and I drank the juice, and my cramp went away.
My dad actually was on that.
Yep.
Totally was on
Why
that.
Why would that?
I don't know if it's salt, maybe, right?
Probably something. The salt. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. It took my cramp away. Nothing else would.
And if he didn't have that, olive juice. One or the other, he would do.
Same, yeah.
Above the stove, there was all, you always have those little cabinets.
Yep.
Right? That's where he kept his brandy.
Yep.
Yeah.
Because he had to have whenever you felt like you were feeling bad, you were going to say, a couple of shots.
Yep.
Boom.
Yep.
You're done.
The pickle juice cured my cramp. And I meant to mention that to Roland. They should have a vat of pickle juice there if people cramp up.
Get right on that. Why don't you just stretch it out, John?
You can't, because it's in your foot. If it was in my hamstring or my whatever, you know, you can stretch and just do
put,
all these things.
Put your feet back.
Like tried to, but it was like on the top, the whole top of my foot, the whole fasciitis type of area.
I don't think that's fasciitis.
Yeah, it is. No. That's the top membrane of your foot is called fasciitis.
Oh, my God. You don't even know what membrane. Okay. Oh, all right. God. That's.
I don't think fasciitis.
Or membrane.
Yeah. It is. It's called your fascia membrane. It's the top of your foot, and that's what was cramping up, and pickle juice cured it.
That's interesting. Like, I would have just written it off until Todd said his dad used that. So, but it's salt water that does it. Okay, that makes sense.
But it's the brine. It's the actual brine that really makes a big difference. Okay. I'm telling you, Jim.
I'm going to go to the Bellin tomorrow, Johnny, and just see if they got shelves and shelves of pickle juice.
Well, they should. If they don't,
next year.
Yeah.
For the 50th.
Yeah.
Because he talked about how the medical is advancing every year. And here we go. We're contributing. Or you're contributing.
So fascia is a sheath of stringy connective tissue that surrounds every structure in your body, providing support to your organs, muscles, tendons, ligaments, tissue, nerves, joints, and bones.
Give me a bell, please.
I don't think that's the top portion of your...
Neither do I. I think that's around the organs, but I don't know that it's on the
surface. Like you don't have organs in your feet?
No.
Muscles, tendons, ligaments, tissues.
I'm saying around all that. Yeah. What I'm saying is
bones.
I don't think it's a top layer. I think that's called skin.
Which one of us majored in kinesiology?
Man, it wasn't me because I don't even know what the hell that word means.
Exactly. Exactly.
Okay, John, what does it mean?
Don't question me on medical things, Jim. I've studied these things vociferously.
Oh, my God.
It's like Norm Crosby over here, if anybody even gets that.
Remember Norm Crosby? Yeah, just butchered everything.
The top of the foot is known as the dorsum.
Yeah. There it is.
There you go. That's what we're looking for. Yeah.
There's two different ways of doing it. Latin word or the American word. Same thing. Means same
the
thing.
Dorsum. Okay.
All I'm saying is pickle juice cures cramps.
I think salt water cures cramps. And I think a form of that is pickle juice, which makes sense to me.
It won't work if you just take a salt shaker and take that. That won't work. It's because of the brine, because it's developed and it ages. And that's what works. Jim, it worked.
I think it worked. I don't doubt it worked. I don't doubt it worked at all. I think that's, but, you know, there's part of your mental part of it. And, you know, but I think that's great. It worked. It worked for you. And I think that's what's important.
Todd, your family?
And for his dad.
Father,
I think
Marvin. Yep.
I think that's the old farm thing.
Do you really think his dad grabbed the pickle juice or?
Todd's, yeah.
Or the whiskey. Well, he said there's.
Or the brandy.
Right. Whatever. I still think if you talk to a doctor, I still think they're going to tell you the first thing you should do is try and stretch it out.
But when it's on the top of your foot, you can't.
What if you walked on your foot a little bit with that?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I tried everything.
Yeah.
I tried everything.
Yep.
Everything there was, I tried. So I grabbed the pickle juice and boom, done away.
Gone.
Yeah, it's magical.
Gone.
I'm not kidding about this.
I like that. Magical. Yeah. Okay. Well, that's good. We will talk to.
Is Mark cute? Mark, are you out there? Do you guys teach that at Bellin?
Of course he does.
We actually got another text.
Okay. It's the vinegar in the brine.
All right.
Okay. Okay. Thank you, Cowboy Dave. I bet all farm type people, country people, know about this.
Probably.
Yeah.
Because they had to come up with their own, you know, types of things. You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so. You're right. There's a lot of stuff that back on the farm, this is what they, and it works.
Yep.
And even today.
And I'll bet you, if you dug out a farmer's almanac, I'll bet they would say that. I bet they would say using pickle juice for different things.
I don't know if I want to bet, but I started
typing in, can pickle juice, and immediately on the computer said, help with cramps. Yes, there's evidence that pickle juice can reduce the duration and severity of muscle cramps.
Can I please get a bell?
Yes,
Is it too much to ask to get a bell? Thank you.
Do you rub it on?
You just drink it.
I'm just telling you.
Thank God I'm here to help the people. Thank God.
It's for the people.
Hey, folks, you know what?
We don't need Bellin.
I don't do this for me. I do this for you. Consider me a gift to you.
7:59. All right, we'll be right back.
That's what I do.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.